When Dan Zanes became a new parent, he began to listen to children's music and found it cloying and uninteresting. So the former lead singer of the 1980s rock band, the Del Fuegos, decided to write his own music and record it from a studio in his basement.
Every time that I think of you, I smile for a while. And that's the one thing you always do. You always smile, smile, smile.
Dan Zanes has just released his third children's CD. It's called Nighttime, and it's on his own record label. Features a number of names you usually don't hear on the top of the kiddie charts, including Lou Reed and Amy Mann, as well as other special guests. Dan Zanes joins us now from our studios in New York, and thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Well, it's a pleasure to be back and speaking with you again after all these years.
When we spoke before, you were the lead singer of the Del Fuegos, and that's a kind of different kind of music, isn't it? Is there any difference in intensity in making music for children than there is for, I don't want to say adults, a slightly older audience?
This music that I'm making now, sometimes if I call it children's music, it leaves out a very important part of the equation for me, which is I wanted to make music that could really be all ages music. And I'm not the first to do this, and I'm not the first to want this either, but I felt that the folk music that I grew up listening to as a kid, Pete Seeger, Lead Belly, Ella Jenkins, Woody Guthrie, that was something that we all listened to together, whoever was in the house. And I'm trying to do the updated version of that.
Pay me, you owe me. Pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. Well, I thought I heard.
Song that has more currency in our times, given what's been going on in executive suites. What is the song about?
To the best of my knowledge, the stevedores that would load and unload the boats down along the southern coast and in the West Indies would sing that song. Occasionally I'll play in schools and classrooms, and kids go crazy for that song, and I do not know why, but it's one of the top three favorite songs that I've ever played when I just sit down with kids that have never heard me before.
You get the impression that your songs for youngsters, you're not making a chorus attempt to improve them or teach them something.
I'm not as qualified to really be teaching kids as other people are, but what I feel I am very qualified for is spreading enthusiasm for music. I'm trying to stay, what is it the politicians say, stay on message?
Yeah.
I try and stay on message, and my message is that this is something that's easy to do, and it's unbelievably fun to do with other people. And in a way, that's almost a political message at this point in time for me, because I think anything that brings people together is so necessary. There's so many forces that are separating and isolating, and music is such a beautiful, fun way. So if kids learn that early on, and if parents hear it also, that you could be learning a couple guitar chords too. It's all right there for anybody who wants it.
And when we're youngsters, we're more inclined to sit around and sing as fun than we are when we get older, when it's more likely for us to say, well, who do we have on the CD player?
Yeah. And for me, playing the shows in the rock group, it was really that. We'd be up on the stage with the tight pants and the scarves and whatnot, and then the shows now have been much more of a communal event where we are all singing together and dancing. And of course, I still am up on the stage, but it's a starting point. And I think it's just so important that we sing together.
Evening time, work is over, now it's evening time. We go up on mountain, go up on mountain, go up on mountainside. Make we cookie, bake up on the way.
Could you please tell me about the song Evening Time?
Yes. I live in Brooklyn, and when my daughter was born, I met a number of West Indian women hanging out in the kids' park, and I would ask them about songs that they had grown up with, and they started teaching me songs. And I said, you should really have a singing group, and my band will back you up, and let's do a show here in the park. And that's what we did in the Bleecker Street Park, and they called themselves the Sandy Girls, and they've been on every CD. To me, that's another example of how music is there. It's something that we can make, whether we're professionals or not.
What a wonderful song.
Isn't that great?
It really is.
As far as the Sandy Girls are concerned, I'm along for the ride. It's just such a pleasure to be a part of it when they start singing.
Can you tell me about the song, Que Fortunidad?
Yes. Oh, that's a great one. I can say that because I didn't write it. But a lot of what I learned about folk music, I learned it at Camp Interlaken up in New Hampshire, where I went as a camper for a while, and I worked there for a number of summers. But I met Barbara Broussel there, and she's a singer-songwriter in her own right, and she's been with the group for the last almost 3 years. And Que Fortunidad is a song that she wrote. She's a Spanish teacher part-time.
Morning rises in a yellow robe. Será un día bien hecho de sol. No hay ninguna nube por aquí. El gallo kikiriki.
Las flores disfrutan de lluvia. Amigos de risas y música. You hear a soul will turn to face the light. Where does it look at night?
Que fortunidad. Que fortunidad. Que fortunidad. Estamos perfectos aquí.
That's very tuneful.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell Barbara you said that.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. I mean, people who were 90 should enjoy listening to that.
Well, I hope so. I don't see any reason why children's music can't be something that's enjoyed by everyone.
When you tour, where do you play? Concert halls? Schools?
We started out playing anywhere that would have us. Play for free as long as we could sell our CDs. And so library basements, school fundraisers, parks. We had a train whistle that we'd keep up in the office that we would blow every time we got a show. It was so exciting that we could book a show. And over these last couple of years, it's evolved that we actually have a booking agent now. They've gotten us into a lot of performing arts venues.
And I'm just guessing the audience is a little bit different from what you do with the Del Fuegos.
With kids, 11 in the morning. You could say, all right, let's have a dance party, and that's all you really need to say sometimes, and everybody's up and running. It's great. And to see somebody pick up a banjo and play three chords, for some kids, I really feel like I can see the light bulb going off in their heads. And I'm hoping that they can see themselves doing that, too, down the road.
Mr. Zanes, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott. It's been a real pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Dan Zanes speaking to us from New York City. His newest CD is called Nighttime. From Festival 5 Records.
One would just be gone, two and they're both for you, three and we still want four, five and we'll sing a couple more.
Hope you don't mind me asking.
I'll tell you if I do.
Your hair, at least as we see it in the publicity photos, looks as if you're trying to talk to somebody in another universe.
That's a nice way of putting it.
I must tell you, Mr. Zanes, I'm getting some people nodding in the control room. I think the point of the question is that some people find it unflattering, but is that really how you wear your hair or just when you're getting your picture taken?
That's my real hair. I don't brush it or comb it, and it does have a life of its own, and I wake up in the morning, and that's just the way it goes, and if it looks like it's falling down on my forehead, I push it back up again. I drop my daughter off at school. And I saw my friend Peter, and he said, so nice to see you. He said, you know, your hair is just particularly wild today. And it really puts a smile on my face. But I think maybe looking a little bit out of control makes me less intimidating for kids than it would if I looked too much like their parents.
Six takes us up to seven, and the songs will take us all to heaven. 9 and 10, turn around, we'll sing them all again.